Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. A man charged with the murder of Amy Doherty has appeared in Derry Magistrates Court today. Donegal County Council has granted conditional planning permission for a shop and forecourt close to the site of the Chrysler tragedy. It's emerged the National Standards Authority of Ireland's review of IS 465, which was to have been completed and published by Tuesday next, will now be delayed until sometime in April. And Minister of State in the Department of Sport, Charlie McConlogue, is to hold several public meetings in the coming weeks to discuss the Community Sports Facilities Fund. These stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport at 6:15. But first, a man charged with the murder of Amy Doherty has appeared in Derry Magistrates Court today. 30-year-old Conor McNamee, a welder of Meehan's Terrace in Derry, is charged with the murder of Miss Doherty on March 21st. Amy Doherty was found at her home in Summer Meadow Mews and died a short time later. Katie Gallagher reports.
McNamee was further charged with possessing an offensive weapon, namely a kitchen knife, on the same date, as well as possessing Class A drugs. A police officer connected the accused to the charges. The accused appeared by sightlink in a wheelchair. He spoke only to confirm he understood the charges. Defence solicitor Paddy McDermott said that there would be no bail application. He said that this was clearly a very tragic case involving the death of a mother of two young children, and said he would be seeking a psychiatric report for his client. District Judge Una Mullen gave her condolences to the friends and family of the victim. McNamee will appear again on April 23rd.
Donegal County Council has granted conditional planning permission for a shop and forecourt close to the site of the Chrysler tragedy. 10 lives were lost when the explosion happened. Among them was 14-year-old Leona Harper, who was buying an ice cream with her friend. Her mother, Donna, says the first they and other families knew of the decision was when they were contacted by the media, and they have had no contact from Donegal County Council. She says even if a memorial garden is developed on the site of the explosion itself, it will be very difficult for her with a replica of the site of her daughter's death in plain view close by. However, she says they've not had the chance to articulate that to the council.
Still to this morning, I still never received any kind of an email of any kind from Donegal County Council in regards to this. This is the second time now the council has done this. Throughout all of this process, you know, from the first application to the second application, we were never consulted in any kind of way from Donegal County Council in regards to anything, which is very disappointing. Still to this day, there's still not even any talks from Donegal County Councillor or anybody in regards to memorial for us down there. When I want to go down to Chrysler, as people know, I live in Letterkenny, when I go down to Chrysler, I have to stand at the side of a road and lay flowers for my daughter that was killed there. 3.5 years later, the council has never spoken to us, never sat down and spoken to us.
It's been argued the difference this time is this is an adjacent site, that this is not development on the site of the explosion itself, and that the site is now there and it's open to discussion, presumably involving the council, involving yourself, the owners and others, with regards to what happens to the site, and it lays the way open for a memorial garden or something like that, and maybe that's a conversation to be had down the line. Has anybody approached you in that respect?
No, as I've just said, we've never had any discussions from anybody on anything like that. This is the second time now that we've found out through media that the application has even been passed in the first place. I understand that what people are saying, it's a different site. The sites are extremely close to one another. Us as families have been trying to get the site of the explosion turned into a memorial garden. But if that ever happened, how on earth would you begin to sit there in a memorial garden with a replica right next door that close to you?
Donegal County Council says a notification of the decision to grant this planning application was published on its website, subject to 17 conditions. This notification starts a statutory 4-week period during which appeals by relevant parties may be made to An Cumhaisin Pleanála. The council says no further comment in relation to the notified decision will be made, and the full context of the consideration of this application and the associated decision are publicly available through the council's e-planning facility. It's emerged the National Standards Authority of Ireland's review of IS 465, which was due to have been completed and published by Tuesday next, will now be delayed until sometime in April. That was relayed to Donegal Deputy Charles Ward in the Dáil. He pressed for progress on schemes to remediate social homes, schools and creches affected by defective concrete. Taoiseach Simon Harris responded that the Department of Education is working on a strategy for schools and discussions are ongoing with a number of creches, including one in Raphoe. Deputy Ward says the reality is children are being sent from one unsafe environment to another.
This is the daily lived reality for these families, and they're living in houses with cracks and damp and mould, and their children then are going into creches and classrooms facing the very same structural issues. I'm asking you directly, will the government now act to put in place a dedicated scheme for public buildings affected by defective concrete and address the gaps that continue to exist for social housing in the affected communities?
I think the pace at which the defective concrete blocks scheme is now operating has clearly accelerated over the past 2 years. We are working to make sure that the scheme is designed and delivered in a manner that meets the real needs of homeowners in an efficient and effective manner as well, and that work is ongoing too. But the Deputy's raised quite a few issues, so let me try and go through them as well. I mean, in relation to schools specifically, I'm being honest, and you represent Donegal, but for any of my visits to Donegal, I always leave with the clear impression that there's going to be issues outside of the scheme that need to be addressed. That's just a statement of fact. Schools, childcare facilities, but specifically in relation to schools, I mean, the Department of Education has said that it will work with schools impacted by MICA. My understanding is they're aware of 16 schools, all based in County Donegal, who've submitted emergency works applications for funding related to testing for the presence of MICA. You may have better information than me, but that's what I've been told. The department are now working through a MICA strategy for schools, which they will develop this year. And this will involve adopting a programme approach to the issue, but will provide a pathway for schools that are currently waiting on remediation of MICA issues.
Minister of State in the Department of Sport, Charlie McConlogue, is to hold several public meetings in the coming weeks to discuss the Community Sports Facilities Fund. The aim of the planned investment is to assist in the development or refurbishment of sports facilities and the provision of sports equipment. The most recent round of funding provided a maximum of €200,000 per club. He says he expects the scale of investment to be similar this year.
You know, the sports funding is really, really important for our clubs across the county. But the development of the clubs and the development of facilities is something which really needs support from the government. And the Community Sports Facilities Fund is the fund which the government has, which provides that funding. And it's something that I'll, as Minister for Sport, be opening up over the course of this summer for applications, with the objective of having funding commitments announced by the end of this year. And to help clubs prepare for that, I'm organising a number of information meetings across the county this coming Monday at 6 p.m. in the Lake of Shadows for clubs based in Ishone, and then on Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Clanree Hotel for clubs in the Letterkenny Milford area as well as Finn Valley. The key objective here is to make sure that clubs are thinking ahead, knowing and deciding what it is that's the biggest priorities within their club to apply for funding for, and it's my objective then as Minister to work with them to make sure that they're supported in that process and ultimately that we can support them through funding to be able to develop their clubs and support them in doing the really important work that they do in their local communities. In the most recent round, the maximum was €200,000 maximum grant per club. That's something we'll decide before it's opened up. We expect to open it in June, whether that might increase or not, but certainly it'll be very similar to what the grants levels were last time around. And we had a really good outcome in the county last time around with many, many clubs getting grants.
February's homelessness report has been released by the Department of Housing. There has been another slight increase in the number of homeless people, both regionally and nationally. Cameron Clark has more.
Figures from the Department of Housing show 165 adults in the Northwest were homeless at the end of February, an increase of 7 on January's figure of 158. Of those, 45 were in Donegal, an increase of 3 on January's figure. 29 families in the Northwest were registered as homeless at the end of last month, down 2 from January. The number of dependent children in need of accommodation fell by 2 to 63 on January's total. Nationally, 7,308 people were recorded as being homeless at the end of February, an increase of 1.146% on January. Of those, 5,457 were children, representing an increase of 2.63% month on month.
A recent survey by SIPTU has revealed that members working in the National Ambulance Service are unsatisfied with the HSE's ability to address welfare and health and safety concerns. There are particular issues in rural areas, such as Donegal, which the union says must be addressed. Siobhan Maguire has more.
A survey of SIPTU members in the National Ambulance Service has found that 78% of respondents have a lack of confidence in the HSE's ability to properly address complaints highlighted by staff. As part of a survey of more than 850 members, the majority of respondents indicated that they did not have confidence that welfare and safety issues would be dealt with by the HSE fairly and promptly. This emphasises the position of SIPTU representatives, who have argued that complaints can take an unreasonable amount of time to be dealt with, leaving members continuing to face the problems raised. SIPTU Ambulance Sector Organiser John McCamley says that they are calling on the HSE and National Ambulance Service to address the concerns. He added that the morale is at an all-time low within the National Ambulance Service and that Donegal, as a rural area, needs to receive a boost in staff.
Well, SIPTU have raised on numerous occasions about staffing across the National Ambulance Service, particularly in rural areas where we feel that without adequate staffing, it can add delays, particularly if ambulances have to come from long distances. This is a constant battle that we're having with management.
He added that the issues are leading to members taking action.
What it's led to is a number of different disputes with the National Ambulance Service. One of the main ones is around recognition of upskilling, recognition of training, which has led us now to a ballot for industrial action, up to including strike action.
Letterkenny University Hospital had the second highest number of patients without beds in the state for a third straight day. There were 45 admitted patients waiting this morning, 14 of them on trolleys in the emergency department, according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. At Sligo University Hospital, a further 44 patients were without beds. Combined, the Northwest total stands at 89, nearly a fifth of the national figure of 470. A murder investigation is underway following the death of a man in County Armagh. Police were called to a property in the Ranfurly Road area of Portadown last night following reports of a fight. A man in his 40s was pronounced dead at the scene. Two men aged in their 50s have been arrested on suspicion of murder. Early Childhood Ireland says 57% of adults in Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan believe the government is not doing enough to address a shortage of early years places. The finding comes as figures show up to 1,567 Donegal children are awaiting places in facilities in the county. Director of Policy Francis Byrne says without better paying conditions for the workforce, capacity cannot increase and waiting lists will remain a reality for thousands of children and families.
There are 1,567 Donegal children under the age of 3 currently on waiting lists for a place in an early years setting. Sadly, this is not really surprising because Early Childhood Ireland has been looking at the data that the government produces, and this has been the case for a while now.
We've also heard that there are certain childhood settings actually contemplating closure because of the fact that they are not getting what they believe is the level of funding they need in order to survive.
There are certainly issues about closures, which Early Childhood Ireland has been saying for a while. The department needs to be much more proactive and allow settings to indicate in advance that they're considering closing, and then to have an expert team that would come together to see what is needed to keep a setting in a county like Donegal open. The other impact that staffing issues have, which are very important here, is that we have members in Donegal, 186 of them, those members and others telling us that they have the ability to expand. They may have closed rooms and so on to try and tackle some of these waiting lists. And the thing that stops them from doing that is that they're afraid that they won't be able to recruit staff. And people in Donegal believe, 49% agree, that early years graduates whose degrees are aligned with teaching qualifications should have the same terms and conditions, and that the government should be directly paying early years educators. 52% support for that in Donegal and the region.
In Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:45 here on Highland Radio, and Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll begin with football. Ireland's dream of reaching the World Cup finals for the first time in 24 years was shattered last night. A 4-3 defeat to Czechia on penalties brought an end to another unsuccessful World Cup qualifying campaign for the boys in green. Tuesday's match will be a friendly against North Macedonia at the Aviva Stadium, while Czechia will host Denmark in the playoff final. Irish defender Seamus Coleman was obviously extremely disappointed with the outcome in Prague last night, but afterwards he paid tribute to the support the team felt all week.
The connection is so important. We're very proud of our fans. We wish we could have done a little bit more for them tonight. We thank them for their support all week, really, since we came in, just the support you see on social media and the support you've seen there tonight. So we thank them. They'll back us again when we need them again, and we're just very disappointed for ourselves and for our fans.
Ireland's Sammy Smodix spent the night in hospital following a collision towards the end of the game last night, but has since been discharged. There's four games in the SSE Airtricity League First Division this evening. It's first against third as Cork City welcome Athlone Town to Turner's Cross. Kerry make the long trip to second place Bray Wanderers. Bottomside Treaty go to Wexford, while UCD host Cove Ramblers at the Bowl. Those matches start at 7:45, and Finn Harps aren't in action until tomorrow evening when they play at Longford Town at Bishopsgate from 7:30. Lionel Messi is yet to decide whether he'll play for Argentina at the World Cup this summer. The 38-year-old will feature in the friendlies against Mauritania and Zambia during the current international break. But manager Lionel Scaloni says doubts remain as to whether he will be part of the squad for their title defence in the USA, Canada and Mexico, which will begin on June 17th against Algeria in Kansas. In rugby, Leinster kick off what will be a few season-defending weeks this evening as they take on the Scarlets in the URC. With only five games remaining in the competition's league phase, Leo Cullen's side sit 9 points off top spot in fourth place. Kick off at the Aviva Stadium is at 7:45, with Glasgow hosting Benetton from the same time. Tomorrow is a big occasion for Strabane Rugby Club as they face Virginia at Raven Hill in the Gordon West Cup final. Strabane are on the hunt for a league and cup double this season, with promotion out of the Ulster Championship 3 also on the cards. Kick-off in the cup final in Belfast tomorrow is at 1:30. Moving on to golf, Seamus Power is in danger of not making the cut at the Houston Open. A short time ago, he was 2 over par through 16 for the round and level par overall. Shane Lowry tees off just before 6 this evening. He sits 1 under par heading into day 2. In Gaelic games, St Junan's College lost out in the Trainer Cup semi-final this afternoon. The Letterkenny Scroll were beaten 4-12 to 12 points by St Patrick's of Keady in Garvahy. Well, it is a busy weekend with the league finals for both the Donegal senior hurlers and footballers. The hurlers are first up on Saturday when they play Wicklow, who have home advantage in Aughrim for that clash. Highland will have updates from the game from the 2 o'clock throw-in tomorrow. The two sides will meet again in the Championship in a couple of weeks' time. Donegal manager Mickey McCann says Wicklow will be favourites, but that he wants his team to go into that Christy Ring Cup clash as league champions.
We got a great boost last week getting promoted, actually, because it was back to the wall last week going down against the Gunners Common team, and we had to win and had to perform, and we did, which was a good ask and a good sign of us. Going to Wicklow now, a result will be brilliant because we have them first day out in the Christy Ring in 2 weeks' time, so we're going to be sick looking at them over the next couple of weeks. But for the young lads that come into the panel, actually, it'd be great to get a wee bit of silverware for them, you know. But as I said, we got really what we wanted out of the league, but we'll be trying to go up as champions now. When you get there, you want to perform, and we want to set things straight and see how close we are to them. Oisín come at Christy Ring game and they come to Letterkenny. If we happen to get a result over them, you know, they'll become Letterkenny, but we're more wary of us, you know.
As for the footballers, they have another meeting with Kerry at Croke Park this Sunday in the Division 1 League final. Oisín Kelly and Brendan Devaney will have full live match coverage with the build-up starting from 3:30. That game is, of course, a repeat of last year's All-Ireland final, which Kerry won in convincing fashion. Donegal captain Michael Langan says being in the final is a bonus, and it's a game they very much want to win.
It's a game we're going up there and we want to win. The aim at the start of the league was probably to get safe in the league. And anything after that was a bonus. So look, we're in the final now. We're going up there to win it. We'll get whatever bodies we can on the pitch, and whoever's ready to go for that game, we'll go up there with the intention to win it. If we win it, unreal, great. And if we don't, you know, we'll take their earnings. We have a huge game in the Championship against Down in a couple of weeks' time, and we'll move on to that with the learning. So look, we're going up there, as I said, Donegal haven't won once 2007. So to add another National League title in Croke Park would be great, and we'll go down there with the intentions to win.
The Donegal under-20s play Antrim in search of their third win in as many games in the Ulster under-20 championship tomorrow afternoon. Wins over Fermanagh and Monaghan have put Gary Boyle's side in a strong position, but the Donegal boss says there's much to improve on ahead of tomorrow's game.
We'll just get ready now for Antrim on Saturday. You know, we've a lot of work to do now, and we had to get ready for that. You know, we played Fermanagh the last day and we were extremely lucky to get out of that with 2 points. You know, so we have to be on our guard for Saturday against Antrim, and we've got to treat them with the highest of respect.
The Donegal Ladies are also in action on Sunday. James Daly's side host Wexford in Division 2 of the Ladies National Football League at O'Donnell Park, where throw-in is at 2 o'clock. In horse racing, Dylan Brown McMonagall has returned home to Donegal after suffering an injury in Hong Kong, with some reports suggesting the Letterkenny jockey has suffered a fracture in his back. Brian McMonagall has had several winners since the turn of the year at the Sha Tin and Happy Valley racecourses in the Asian metropolis. It's a disappointing end to his time in Hong Kong, as he will miss two major opportunities tomorrow, where he was booked to ride at Maidan on board Al Rifa and Ethical Diamond. Finally, for this evening in tennis, Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from next month's Monte Carlo Masters. The 24-time Grand Slam champion pulled out of the current Miami Open, citing a right shoulder injury, and is not yet ready to return. It will be the first time he has not played in Monte Carlo since 2011. That is all your sport for today, but you can join myself and Kieran Cannon on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Ryan.
Thanks, Mark. Agus an isean nucht le colm fairter.
Seamur ma hasa colm fairter and shot le na prív scalty. Tá tionscadal nua tras turan a wasa mar aim ege cadger of a chahu idir pobl eagsula fríj mandi gilia fógartha an chartan shop. Bein tionscadal a warhas a cuig vi jager fad a stúru eag lianra leitu kennen a ta loniha amalia leitu kennen. I go fartiocht la cardia grum nauch I carn tohor chan de gara, agus cardia taras san arthur veil firstia. Torhi na hagriocti a dini o chulri chultarha geografacha agus politula egsula le cela tri gnevioctu changa agus cultures. Vi forest na gilige parcha I fish fihe fihe sa she, san onad chogala amalia her clea, Erin Darna led Jeg de Mi Marta, Vig Hogal Lan Geliga, Don Ish Og, a fish fihe fihe sashe, a raktal a conur nigeliga, a godjerta geliga trishe kuig, August a run nigeltakta, conjasha horch the galti scholar, August McLean, Lua nigeliga, a ekel, las muiden chomeranga, go professionta, August go socialta, Vishastan, August Kanchina, Lilinen lay, Fui garamaha le forest na giliga eg an ukaj. Agus renyu bauta crave olu dun chamorta skull dramiokta a raktal an shart an shah an araklan an grianan le chikennan la homi hori e lahar o ga karn den kuigu rahi buachuri an chamortas frij guji bauta nashunta an visha hogin agus tan eile skull dramiokta a raktal emliana Fui Homerka Arctus na Geliga. Augusta honored near Padrig a Kaluru a Fihe Bliana eg Fues Le Emacta Egan and Daravanum a Fihe Blianig Eister Leshen Fobble August a Gnevu era Hon August Bishinon era an Artu Ladami Ebrin Augusta Gah Olus Fein Emacchen eg honored near Padrig Dor Shin Mahodsha Elegolair Slanagus Banach.
And the weather bright and breezy this evening with sunny spells and blustery showers, some heavy and possibly thundery. Fresh and gusty westerly winds will become strong in coastal areas. It will be windy tonight with frequent showers. Some of those showers will be heavy with a chance of hail and thunder. There will also be some falls of sleet overnight on higher grounds. Lowest temperatures of 1 to 4 degrees with fresh to strong and gusty westerly winds. A look back at today's main stories. A 30-year-old man has appeared before Derry Magistrates Court, charged with the murder of 28-year-old mother of two, Amy Doherty. Conor McNamee from Meehan's Terrace in Derry is accused of Miss Doherty's murder on March 21st at her home in Summer Meadow Mews. He also faces charges of possessing an offensive weapon and possessing Class A drugs. The court heard a police officer connected him to the charges. The accused appeared via video link and confirmed he understood them. No bail application was made, and defence solicitor Paddy McDermott described the case as tragic and said a psychiatric report will be sought for his client. McNamee is due back in court on April 23rd. Donegal County Council has granted conditional planning permission for a shop in Forecourt close to the site of the Chrysler tragedy. 10 lives were lost when the explosion happened. Among them was 14-year-old Leona Harper, who was buying an ice cream with her friend. Her mother Donna says the first they and other families knew of the decision was when they were contacted by the media, and they have had no contact from Donegal County Council. She says even if a memorial garden is developed on the site of the explosion itself, it will be very difficult for her with a replica of the site of her daughter's death in plain view close by. Donegal County Council says a notification of the decision to grant this planning application was published on its website, subject to 17 conditions. This notification starts a statutory four-week period during which appeals by relevant parties may be made to Ann Commission Planála. The council says no further comment in relation to the notified decision will be made, and the full context of the consideration of this application and the associated decisions are publicly available through the council's e-planning facility. It's emerged the National Standard Authority of Ireland's review of IS 465, which was due to have been completed and published by Tuesday next, will now be delayed until sometime in April. That was relayed to Donegal Deputy Charles Ward in the Dáil. He pressed for progress on schemes to remediate social homes, schools and creches affected by defective concrete. Taoiseach Simon Harris responded that the Department of Education is working on a strategy for schools and discussions are ongoing with a number of creches, including one in Raphoe. Deputy Ward says the reality is children are being sent from one unsafe environment to the other. And Minister of State in the Department of Sport, Charlie McConlogue, is to hold several public meetings in the coming weeks to discuss the Community Sports Facilities Fund. The aim of the planned investment is to assist in the development or refurbishment of sports facilities and the provision of sports equipment. The most recent round of funding provided a maximum of €200,000 per club. He says he expects the scale of the investment to be similar this year. That is all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, March the 27th. The death has taken place of Andy Hanlon, Corcraigan, Dunfanaghy. His remains will be reposing at his home in Corcraigan from 11am to 10pm tomorrow and Sunday. Funeral service to be confirmed later. Family time, please, from 10pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Chrysla Day Centre, care of any family member or Harkin Funeral Directors, Chrysla. The death has occurred of Seamus Linnett, Taoimh na Cilla, Mavill. Seamus' remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening at 6pm, going to the home of Sister Carmel Barron, 2 Key Street, Mavill. The removal is open to everyone, however, the family home is private this evening, with visiting tomorrow and Sunday from 12pm to 9pm on both days. Funeral from there on Monday at 10:30am for 11am Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Mavill, followed by interment in Ballybrack Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Frank McMahon, Dreenan Ballybuffet, formerly of Rahanny Dublin and Harrow London, reposing at his late residence today until 9pm and tomorrow from 4pm to 9pm. Funeral leaving from the family home on Sunday morning at 9:30am for Requiem Mass at 10am in St Patrick's Church Crossroads, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Eileen Dundas, Brocca, Clohan, Admiran, Stranorler and Glasgow. Eileen's remains are reposing at her home in Clohan, which is private, please, at the request of the deceased. Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, tomorrow morning at 11am, with service of interment in Drumbo Cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.